When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Hey, hello, friends. We're ready to roll for another one of these shows called the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Gary, Chuck, Yancey, all in the building together. Harry Harrison will join us before the show is done. We'll have some Ole Miss and SEC news, some recruiting news, the good, the bad, the ugly. We're going to do all of that before the time is done. I'll tell you about First South Farm Credit quickly. 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture. They'll help you through the financial journey at First South Farm Credit. Hey, man.
What's happening?
Just hearing that the radio of you there, Tim Elko, makes me, you know, he is just absolutely ripping it up. Just hit two home runs there in AAA, and a lot of rumors going around that he's going to be advancing to the White Sox in the next couple of weeks.
They need all the help they can get.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't just go ahead and bring him up
now.
What's they got to lose? They've lost, what, 21 in a row or something?
Well, the 89 already this season.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there's still plenty to go.
Is that going to be some kind of record?
They've got an opportunity to set them. Yes. They're giving it all they got.
Yeah.
trust me. Mm. So we have a lot of things to get into and to talk about. Another college football poll is out preseason-wise. I'll jump into that in the news, and we'll get to a few other things. The weekend good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All good. I think the Rebels had a little scrimmage Saturday. Some of the M clubbers were there, and the media wasn't allowed to show up, but Lane gave us a little insight this morning in his press conference that the defense was really good, particularly the defensive line, and that he thinks things are on schedule with this team. So he seemed okay.
Chuck, I played with a couple of the M Club guys on Friday, and they were excited about seeing practice. Chris Mangum, Jonathan Nichols, and there's a lot of excitement, as you can imagine, with the past players. Did you get a hand to see how many happened to be there?
No. We didn't. I just knew that a lot of them were there, a lot of older ones.
Like
Floyd Franks was there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, wide receiver with Archie Manning. Floyd emails me every once in a while. He lives over in Alabama. I think he's a real estate agent over at one of those lakes, like Lake Martin or one of those sales, like lakefront property. I'm sure he's
tough.
out on his tri-tune every day.
I would too. Have you talked to Archie lately? How excited is he?
He's fired up. I mean, you know, Archie's having a little trouble physically, his neuropathy in his feet. He's not getting around very well, but you know, had a good Manning passing academy, and talked to him about the season. He said Jackson really did a good job down at the passing academy, and he's fired up.
Good.
Be sure and get those text messages in at 662-426-1093. We got that coming up a little bit later in the show. It's 426-1093. Now, five things with Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Steve Grantham operates nine of those Outback Steakhouse locations in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, first thought of the day. Congrats to the Ole Miss student base who sold a record number 13,000 student football tickets in less than 30 minutes. Thought number two, speaking of hoops, word I'm getting inside the IPF is they are very happy with the portal additions and everybody is meshing well. Expect good things this season from the Ole Miss hoops team. Third thought of the day, no surprise here, but I'm hearing that Ole Miss running backs Bentley and Parrish are having outstanding camps and are separating from the pack. Thought number four, continue to hear redshirt freshman defensive tackle Jamarius Brown out of Moss Point, Mississippi, is headed for a breakout season. And the last thought of the day, on a recruiting note, there is one area I would like to see Ole Miss recruit more blue chips, and that is the offensive line. They can't rely on the portal to totally overhaul the offensive line, and that's where it's headed if they don't start picking up some big-time commits.
You miss the recruiting business?
Not really, honestly.
I mean, keep it
25 years is I'm enjoying being a fan, really. I've, 25, 26 years of keeping up with 18 to 21-year-olds, or really 15 now that starts down there. It's tough, but I really like keeping up with it as a fan. But working, doing that 24/7 again, I'll leave that to Zach Berry.
And, of course, they can commit now. They can decommit later. They can commit again.
That's always been the case.
Right.
But the portal and the NIL is a whole different venue. But, honestly, it would have been fun kind of covering that because it's even more chaos. And chaos is fun in recruiting, in my opinion.
There's always that.
Yeah.
There is always that. All right, friends, we'll expand a little bit on what's been going on with Ole Miss football in the next segment. We've got the Game Day Outlook coming up next. We'll get those text messages at 426-1093. A little look at the injuries as well, and Harry Harrison will all join us on the show tonight.
Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family. From dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury, leaders in orthopedic care, Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000. Or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929, 54 locations, six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. All right, it's just a let's bounce some ideas around each other's head. Really, you bounce the ideas to Chuck's head, and I'll just
Chuck, just
learn
to clarify,
like everybody else.
Clarify the offensive line statement. It's not that there are not any young promising offensive linemen. It's that there's not enough. So
correct.
Talk about some of the ones that have started to emerge.
Well, Bryson Sanders at center, I think he'll probably be the starting center next year because Jerquan Scott and Caleb Warren and Reese McIntyre are all graduating.
Yeah.
They're in their last year. And then Preston Cushman's having a heck of an August. He's just a sophomore, so he'll be able to play some. And,
is he a sophomore or redshirt freshman?
I think he's a sophomore.
Okay.
I don't have my roster with me tonight. I forgot it.
Right.
And you know, they had a Jude Foster that they signed last year.
I like
it. Looks pretty good. And a kid named I can't pronounce his first name. Kendrick Beavers.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good-looking kid. He needs to put on some weight. He's every bit of 6'6", but he's only about 280 right now.
Right.
Nick Savage needs to get hold of him. But your original point was correct. They've got to shore up on the offensive line, particularly the young ones. They'll do fine in the portal this year.
Oh, yeah. They'll get three,
but,
four.
Yeah, they need to establish more high school offensive linemen.
Yeah, and that's really the only position I see on the team. I mean, you look at tight ends, they do well there. You look at receivers, obviously do well there. Running back, they do well there. Quarterback, they do arguably maybe the best in the country there. Defensive line, I mean, what Joyner's doing is just unbelievable. Linebackers keep improving. Defensive backs, even though they keep switching coaches, they're recruiting well there. But the main thing is offensive line, there's so few of them, right? Ole Miss, got really blessed to get, was it four or five this year?
Four.
But just all four, really. That's very, very unusual. We saw Freeze try to do it his first year there, recruit a whole portal. It didn't work out. You just can't get a unit like they almost do it sometimes with the defensive backs. There's just not enough quality offensive linemen because there's so far and few in between, and teams are going to pay a premium to keep them on the team to develop them. That's why it concerns me a little bit for the future. And with the fact that there's so many going to be graduating this year from Ole Miss out of that 10-deep offensive line, just like to get a better base that's been in the system and learning.
You know, Micah Pettis and Jaden Williams are still underclassmen.
Yeah.
Hypothetically, they could go pro, but you don't look for that to happen.
No, that would be huge. You get those two back, especially
but you know,
Pettis.
I'm going to tell you right now, the way they're working, and again, this is not etched in stone because the media doesn't get to stay out there very long. But right now, the starting offensive line does not have a single returning starter. It's got Diego Pounds, a transfer at left tackle, transfer Nate Kaleppo at left guard, transfer Jerquan Scott at center, transfer Julius Bulow at right guard, and Preston Cushman at right tackle.
All four transfers, taking the places of the four starters returning. That is very and Micah Pettis is the big one that you – because to me, you know, he was the best player on the Ole Miss team to me the last year.
I think that's a done deal.
Right. I didn't know if maybe he wasn't playing, just not all the way back yet.
He's not on the injury list, and he's not in a black jersey signifying no contact, and he hadn't been all August. But I haven't seen him doing a lot, so I don't know if he's back 100% or not.
Yep. And then Deion Smith, you put out some news on him. Give us the latest about him. The weekly Deion Smith. What are we going to do when he's finally practicing on the team?
We'll take that out of the text message rotation, right?
I don't know. I don't know if you can even call it news anymore. It's just a rumor that somebody inside the Manning Center told me that it was a possibility that he could be declared eligible this afternoon. I have not heard back whether he is or not, but at the same time, the same guy said, look, there is zero doubt that he's going to get cleared. He's done everything he's supposed to do. This stuff just takes time. And,
What about special teams? We're not going to get too much of that with Harry when we talk to him, but what have you seen from the new kick punt returner, and how is our punter looking?
I've never seen him kick. They don't kick early when the media's there.
Gotcha.
So I don't know whether he's improved or stayed the same or whatever. The return guy is, I've only seen him at wide receiver. I think
shifty,
he's gonna be
kinda
okay.
Guy.
Yeah, kinda, and a little kind of stocky, a little bit stocky, and looks like he can move real well. Good hands in receiving. So Kiffin said today he anticipates him doing a lot in the return game, and I would guess kickoff return to start off, and I still think they'd put Jordan Watkins back there, punt return, because Kiffin's funny about that now. He wants to gain yardage on the punt return, but he just wants somebody back there that's going to catch the ball. I mean, with no question about it, and that's Jordan Watkins.
With the two receivers being in black a lot in and out, with Jordan Watkins and then Deion. Not eligible yet. You got Trey out there, but it's given the opportunity for the rising sophomores there. Aiden Williams, Caden Lee. What are you seeing from those two?
They're good players. They're good players. They now know what to do. They now understand reading coverages, finding holes in the coverages. You know, last year they were just trying to figure out how to line up. And Caden Lee started coming on at the end of last year, but Aiden Williams really came on in spring, and so did Caden Lee. I think both of them are going to play. In a tempo offense, it's kind of hard to replace guys, to substitute guys a lot, but I think you're going to see Aiden Williams, Caden Lee, Jordan Watkins, Trey Harris, Juice Wells, and, of course, Deion when he gets – and maybe this new kid, Micah Davis. So I think those two certainly are going to mix in there.
On the defensive line, some of the four, you know, the top four Mississippi defensive line prospects last year signed with Ole Miss. Any of those guys creating any buzz
Eccles,
right now?
Eccles looks good to me. Already a 300-pounder. Jeffrey Rush needs to put on a little weight.
Yeah. Cam Franklin, what about him?
Cam Franklin has been in concussion protocol, but he's off out of it now, but he's still not hitting yet. He's still in a black jersey, but he's not in the protocol. I think before he got his concussion, he was doing pretty well.
Yeah.
And there's certainly an opening at defensive end.
Yeah.
That's the one area on this team that I'm not worried about it if they stay healthy, but, you know, besides Jared Ivey, you got Princely, who's still in a black jersey.
Yeah.
His shoulder's still not right. You got Get Perkins, who's not really a four-down defensive end. He's more of a Swiss Army knife, a guy that's going to play some linebacker, some defensive end, some rush, and that kind of thing. And you know, without Franklin –
What about the kid that transferred in late, the portal edition out of the Sun Belt?
Hardy.
Hardy, yeah.
Yeah, he looks pretty good. He reminds me a lot of Isaac Ukwu.
Yeah.
Not sure if he's quite as mature, because wasn't Isaac about 37 years old?
26, 27, yeah. Yeah. So how many – did he say how many might be in the rotation for defensive line?
They think between eight to 10. You know, so – I mean, that's great. I think that's wonderful.
Chucky, reading about a lot of concussion protocol, how do they get there when they're not hitting right now?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, they are.
Must be more hitting than they're not falling down on their own and bumping their head.
Well, they are thudding. You know, they are hitting, particularly in the trenches.
Yeah.
They're just not going full speed tackling. So thudding's pretty vicious now. It's not, you know, you think, well, they're not hitting. Well, yeah, they're hitting.
Just not bringing it to the ground.
Right.
A little bit about the running backs, something else we were talking about. I've really heard that kind of Parrish and Bentley have kind of separated from the pack. That's not surprising. But haven't heard of any more really emerging. You're hearing Matt Jones. Tell a little bit about him, the former JP standout.
Well, I mean, he's only 5'7", but short's not a problem because he weighs 200 pounds. I mean, he's all muscle, and he's got good instincts. He's got good quickness, good savvy. Knows how to play the position, and I think he's going to get some snaps this year. And Rashad Amos is your hammer. He's 6'1", 235 pounds. He doesn't have a lot of speed, but he'll get in there and break some tackles and get some short yardage situations for sure. So pretty excited about it. Got to stay healthy though.
Yeah, that's one area. That's the thinnest out of the group to me on the team.
Give us some more text messages because I think we answered most of what we had right there. So give us some more at 662-426-1093. We'll come back with text messages next.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Get to those text messages at 662-426-1093. We'll also have your injury report here, and then Harry Harrison joins us a little bit later on. All right, a few more questions to get to. The first is, again, about the coaching staff. We may have talked about this over time, but including offensive and defensive analysts, how many coaches are on the Ole Miss football team?
I don't know exactly, but I guarantee you there's at least 20 that are out there coaching right now.
Wow.
With this new rule where analysts can be also coach on the field. And what that's done is it's given them a lot more individual attention per player because the groups now are like right. 5 or 6 kids versus 12 or 15.
Right.
And I think it's a good rule. And why not? I mean, they're paid to be coaches. let them be coaches.
Well, I mean, it just improves the game, honestly. Yeah, I mean, you're getting, like you said, groups of five instead of 12, 13. You literally do it by position. And it benefits Ole Miss maybe more than anybody because he's gone to that Saban model where you have Judge and former Zach Arnett, some of these big-time coaches that are just analysts, and now they get to be on the field.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, I mean, it's helping. I mean, it's kind of like the perfect storm.
On the Ole Miss website, they've got 14, which also includes three grad assistants.
Yeah.
Then there were, well, let me get this right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 analysts get you to 23. There's one listed as an offensive assistant and a defensive assistant. That's 25.
Yeah, that sounds right. I mean, you can see that if you go to practice. Because there's 120 kids out there, and no group is bigger than five or six except for the offensive line. But they've got four guys working the offensive line now.
Good gosh.
You know. So everybody's getting
Is it more like a guard and a tackle center analyst out there?
Or the left side or the right side or tackles together or guards together or centers together?
You've got a coach or an analyst or another – for every five players out of the 125.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. And then you travel, you only travel on SEC road games is what, 60?
70 players.
70 players. So if you had 25 on the field, you're getting about every third. So.
Well, I don't know if they'll
all travel.
I'm not sure if they're all travel now. We ain't got to that point.
That'd be
yet.
Interesting to see.
Yeah. That's a whole host of folks, man.
But I mean, it's no different than basketball.
That's true.
You go to the pavilion and you got to look down to 35 feet before you get to a player.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. They got a coach per player.
Like with college, it's gone. That's much like the NBA, right? And watching the Grizzlies that I do, you got to go 7, 8. They got them on two rows, 4 or 5 deep, before you get to players. And so it's a lot now the same way in college. And I guess college football doing about the same as the old as the NFL model.
Speaking of hoops, and I know this is all football here, but I've talked to a couple of people inside that IPF over there, and they've got a smirk on their face. They got something going on over there. They're really happy with this roster, the way everybody's meshed, and they're going to surprise some folks. I know everybody believes in beards. So it's not a huge surprise for Ole Miss fans, but I think outside the Ole Miss fan base, I think they're going to be really good this year.
Well, I think part of it is that they got a full year of recruiting.
Yeah.
You know, last year they did fine in the portal, but they didn't have a full year to really evaluate kids.
That's right.
Recruit kids, recruit young kids, and it makes a lot of difference.
It really does.
A lot of difference.
It really does. I mean, because you saw some of the portal additions. Some worked and some didn't, right? But there weren't enough that really, truly worked.
Mm-hmm. I'll say this, too. Between the Grove Collective, supplying good bit of money to the basketball team, and Beard is going out and raised some of his own money.
That's right.
So, that makes a difference.
That's a huge point there. He's been very aggressive in making sure that the needs are met over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's big.
Text messages and more brought to you by Ken and Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com. How about the Rebel Injury Report? What do we have?
The good stuff is that tight end Daquan Wright, linebacker Pooh Paul, cornerback Trey Amos, defensive end Cam Franklin all came off the injury list but since the last time we talked, as well as Nate Kaleppo. The injury's still in black, but I don't think any of these are major injuries. Defensive end Princely Umanamelin, he's got shoulder, still rehabbing his shoulder. Juice Wells pulled a groin. Brandon Turnage pulled a groin. Jordan Watkins, they just resting him. Jaden Kennedy, I don't know what happened to him, safety, but he's not out there. DJ Holmes, I'm not sure what his injury is, but he's been in black. He's still running a lot of drills, just nothing contact. And tight end Hudson Wolf is having some back soreness, which bothers me.
That poor guy.
That bothers me. But he was still out there today, and he was running routes. He was in a black jersey, which obviously means no contact, but you don't need to mess with that back.
With the Virginia Tech transfer, Zaquan White, I believe is his name. He's been in and out of that black jersey. How does he look to you, though, on the surface?
Well, he reminds me a lot of Caden Prieskorn, about the same size, maybe not quite as heavy as Caden, but tall and runs good routes, got good hands. I think he's a good addition.
And Caden's been healthy all the way through.
Oh, man, Caden's a dog, man. Yeah. Caden is a dog.
He's about to earn some money.
Yeah. If he doesn't earn it, we don't have one that should.
Because some of those catches, think back to Atlanta. I know there were others, but just think back to some of those.
There were 10 of them in that game.
Yeah.
One-handers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, here's the thing. What people don't understand, everybody's wondering, what's going on with the blocking, with the why Quinshon's not gaining any first three or four games? Well, Caden went out
there.
There. As soon as he came back, boom, boom, boom. Snapped. I mean, kid blocks.
I don't know, man. Outside of Dart, he might be the most important player on that offense.
Well,
to
he's
make
certainly
everything
one
click.
Of them. He's certainly one of them. I don't know that you're not right. He's critical.
Yeah.
Injury report brought to you by Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Go visit them at oxfordortho.com.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Pretty much every dog lover knows our sweet pups are absolutely a member of the family. I know my Rosie sure is. And you wouldn't feed your spouse or partner or your kids just any old thing. What they're putting in their bodies matters. And it's not any different for man's best friend, and that's where Superfood Complete from Badlands Ranch comes in. Actor Katherine Heigl came up with Superfood Complete as the best way to make sure your dog gets all the nutrients and superfoods vital to their health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. My Rosie recently started on her Badlands Superfood diet, and let me tell you, we're never going back. It's fast and easy to prepare and serve, but even more, it's delicious, apparently. I haven't tried it myself, of course, but she can't seem to get enough. We've already ordered more. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. That's BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF. Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Let me tell you about the Faris Group, our partner in retirement, nearly two decades of expertise in helping retirees and distribute their savings. They have locations in Oxford, Ridgeland, Little Rock, and Baton Rouge. Give them a call toll-free. It's 1-877-327-3735. Harry Harrison joins us now.
Gentlemen, hey, bud. Good afternoon.
How you doing, man?
Man, it's all good. Another day, Monday, kick it off.
I know you were there Saturday. Who were some of the greats you saw there? I heard that Floyd Franks was there, but I didn't hear much of anybody else.
Floyd was there. There was a lot of different people that were there for the M Club weekend. Got Cody Core is back working with the M Club, so got a chance to visit with Cody on Friday at lunch.
Cool.
I didn't see him practice. You know, and yeah, he was back, and his wife, I think they're expecting a child. Floyd was in there. Oh my goodness, yeah, I played golf with Tim Ellis and Kenny Lyons and Freddie Brister, and oh my goodness,
that's some good names. Good names. That's
good,
fine.
Good group. It's a good group. Yeah. What I saw Saturday in the scrimmage, Chuck, is looking at a lot of backups, from running back to tight ends to quarterbacks especially, and wide receivers. The first four wide receivers were in black jerseys, played sparingly, you know, didn't get hit, didn't get brought to the ground. Pre-scoring, never saw in there. And I was there a little bit late because they kept jockeying the time on us. But if Dart participated, it was early. I didn't see him after I got there.
Well, tell us about some of the backup quarterbacks and how they played in front of you.
You know, you go look, talk about all three of them. I think Walker Howard at this point, just because he's older and he's had more reps in practice. I don't know if he's had any more game time. He has played in I think a couple games his first year at LSU. I would say he'd be the second guy off the bench, Yancey. I think he's in more control of our offense and feels more comfortable in it. Obviously, there's a lot of upside to the two young freshmen and Simmons and
Maddox.
Maddox, yeah, I think Maddox has got he's got to get thicker. Of course, he's about 185 and about 6'2" or 6'3", but a real live arm. But I mean, he's a guy for the future. We're in good shape there in the quarterback room. Obviously, you want to protect Jackson Dart. You don't want to have to bring one of those guys in tough situations. But Jackson, he's, as I've said, I think he's the toughest pretty boy I've ever seen. So I feel good about it.
So, Coach Kiffin said in the press conference today that he thought the defensive line really showed out Saturday. What was your take on that?
Lived in the backfield. No doubt they did. And we didn't see all of them all the time. But I tell you, when you start inside with number two, Nolan, and number 89, J.J. Pegues, there's going to be a lot of pressure coming right up the middle come this fall. And then you stack, Jared Ivey, who's now in his, what, third season with the Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
And, looks the part. We get the amount of Malin back, who'll give us a bigger body on that rush side. But you got Centurion Perkins out there, and you got the Hardy kid who transferred in here from Jacksonville State. He's really an overachiever, really tough guy. Not a huge body. He looks like about 6'1" and a half, possibly 6'2", 250 or 60. But guy that's older and knows what's on the line, and he's always, got his motor running wide open when I see him in practice. So same thing was on Saturday, but defensive line, and that freed up linebackers too. We've got some linebackers that can run, Dottery and Coleman. And, of course, Poupaul has been in a black jersey, I think in concussion protocol now for maybe a week or so, and so he was not out there. But I gave Banks and White, the young man from Little Rock, some action at linebacker. So get a lot of reps for those guys. I mean, Chuck, truly, as we've talked about, this staff is really treating this preseason camp like an NFL model. I mean, they went this morning and they're going again tomorrow night, holding a lot of veterans out with black jerseys just because they know how they can play, what they could do. I thought the most interesting part was how the jockeying of different guys on the offensive line on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And at one time, we got 6'8 at right tackle, 6'8 at right guard. You can figure out who those guys are. And Jaquan Scott, I think, penciled him as the first-team center. I haven't seen Caleb Warren snap a ball yet. I know he's capable of doing that, and maybe he does in some early periods in practice. I haven't seen him do it. He's been playing left guard. And then Jaden Williams and Diego Pounds alternating at the left side. Today, Kalepo was playing left guard, so a lot of options there. I think Coach Garrison is getting, just different combinations, see how they all work together, get everybody ready to go. But it's a good chance we got 10 guys. Preston Cushman playing right tackle, probably second team guy, but getting a lot of reps with him. He got some reps with the first team last Saturday. And so he's a young man that's finally stepped up and got bigger, and I think you're going to see a lot of him this fall.
Harry, how's Michael Pettis moving around out there?
He's fully healed, Yancey. They've held him out a few things. They don't want to stress his foot out, but he looked fine Saturday. I tell you, he is an absolute load. He's been his third year to start. So he's a wide body. He's hard to get around. He's got a big quick punch. That first punch, he can stagger you with those hands. I watched him today, did some drills, and he is amazing. Just a strong individual at 6'8" and about, 340, 50 pounds.
Yeah, at least.
On a light day.
Sure.
Hey, so tell us a little bit about what you've seen out of Daquan Wright. I know how Caden is, and I think I know how Hudson is.
Chuck, he was taking all the snaps with the first group on Saturday. He and the freshman, I think it's Dylan Hilp, I think is his name,
yeah.
88. They were taking all the snaps at tight end. They might have run a third-team guy in there, but you didn't see Priest Corn and you didn't see Hudson Wolf at all in the Saturday scrimmage. So Daquan Wright is a big body also, and I've seen some instances where they lined him up as a tight end with his hand on the ground and got Priest Corn lined up behind him, which gives you two options there, especially if it's a run play. That's a lot on the outside mm-hmm. from a blocking standpoint. But Daquan caught the ball well. I mean, he was getting a lot of reps, so he got a little warm towards the end of the practice. But moves well. I think he's going to be a big compliment to Priest Corn. I think you're going to see both of them on several different formations in there together.
It seems like they're playing that they're going to rotate safeties like they did last year until a couple of injuries. 2 years ago, they played rock, paper, and scissors to decide who started. and they just look like to me they've got six or seven safeties that they can really play the game for three spots.
I tell you who's come on is Yam Banks and Lewis Moore in those safety positions. And of course, we know that Key Lawrence has been in there since spring practice. He was number 12, transferred in from Oklahoma. He has been a starter, and now they've got Lewis Moore and Yam Banks playing those positions back there. Set Trey Washington quite a bit and had those guys in there knowing that they know what Trey Washington's capable of. He's the leader in that secondary. But, yes, I think with those two guys we just mentioned, plus Key Lawrence, plus Trey Washington, plus John Saunders, how many is that? That's six right
yeah.
there we just talked about for three or four positions.
Jadon Kennedy.
Kennedy. Yeah, I haven't seen as much of him as I have the others.
He's hurt right now.
He's finally well, I think, isn't he?
Is he? I didn't see him today, but you probably did.
You know what? I didn't either, but I think he was in there on Saturday. May not have been. I mean, they were running a bunch of guys. But those guys I mentioned are the ones I saw the most of on Saturday, Chuck.
And Trey Amos is finally out of
Trey Amos is in a red shirt. Brandon Turnage is in a black shirt. So I don't
right.
know what
right.
him, but I don't know what his issue is. But
he had a groin pull.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right. And then we still got 12 in a black jersey. We still got Jordan Watkins in a black jersey. I'll be anxious for them to get ready, you know. So they've been we saw, what, 1 week of Juice Wells, and then he's been in a black jersey ever since.
Yeah, he's got a groin pull, too.
Is that what Juice's is?
Yeah.
And his injury at South Carolina was what?
Foot.
Okay. Yeah. So not related. Yeah.
Major foot injury. I don't see a problem with that foot. He looks like he's good to go. Bentley also. They substituted Bentley in a couple times, just some third and longs, and ran some routes with him out of the backfield. Catches it, and, you know, he's got that elite speed, so he gets out in space, and you know, he was picking up big yardage on some of those pass plays. You know, Henry Parrish looked good today. I saw him in some 11-on-11. And then is it Trey Amos? He's a running back from Miami.
Rashad Amos.
Okay. He's a good 230 pounds. Might be a goal line type guy. Probably will play on the out. But I think that three-headed monster along with Matt Jones, I think you'll see a lot of different guys carrying the football.
I do too. Talk to us how that battle over on the other corner with Hamilton and Graves is going.
You know, right now I wouldn't know who to tell you who the starter would be, but I think that's a pretty close matchup right there, Chuck. Graves mm-hmm. seemed to be of the first group today, got a little winded, but I think they're still looking at both of those guys. I mean, those corners are going to play a lot of guys in the secondary. You know, unless we get deep into the SEC game where you got to have a shutdown guy, one of their receivers may not substitute as much, but I think you're going to see all four of those guys play. Graves and Harris, but you know, it looked like the field corner is going to always be Amos and maybe Brandon Turnage is in there with him. So we'll see how that shakes out as they get a little further into. I had a visit with Pete Golden today. By the time practice was over, and he said, "Man, it's all going good. They're just trying to keep everybody healthy and get no one hurt. I mean, that's the key going into this season." But they're truly, Chuck. They're truly working on whatever it's going to take to withstand a 13-15 game season. That's what their thought process
is. Exactly. I think that's smart, too. I mean, you got to plan for those extra two or three games or four games or whatever.
Or five.
Yeah. I mean,
you go 17.
You better be prepared for them. And if you're planning on a 13-game season, 12 games and then a bowl, you're liable to run out of juice before you even get to the meat of the playoffs, you know?
Well, let's hope it's 12 games in the SEC championship, and then we'll get in the playoffs.
Right, exactly.
That's right. You got to win. You got to win the conference to get one of the four byes there. So if you don't win the conference, then you got to play that extra game, which would bring it to 17 games. So it's you know, an extra 5 games is a lot. Yeah, I mean, you know that, Harry. Imagine playing an extra 5 games. Back then, y'all were playing, what, 10 games?
We played 11 the last 2 years.
Okay, last 11. Yeah. Harry, what about Banks? I know you've been high on him there at corner. I know Turnage and Amos have kind of taken maybe 1-2 there, but you need that fifth corner. Do you feel still good about him?
Oh, yeah, he was out there. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't play a lot at corner again. You're talking about T.J. Banks?
Yeah.
He's just imposing, man. He's about 6'2 and about 195. He does not look like a high school senior that just came out.
He came in
in January, and he is really looking like an SEC-type football player. And I won't be surprised in years forward he wouldn't wind up being a safety inside. But he plays so well out on the corner. You're going to see him play a lot. He could actually push those other two guys we talked about between Harris, the corner, and 32, Chris Grays. I wouldn't be surprised if Banks doesn't push those guys for some playing time.
You know, Harry, when you get a true freshman that comes in here their first spring and he's playing safety and he does so well there that they say, well, hell, maybe this guy can cover at corner. I mean, that just tells you the kind of athlete they think he is.
Well, he is, Chuck. I think they're really high on him. What's amazing, I mean, he's so physical out there. So, when you know, we're going to play a lot of matchup man out there on the corners, you know, trying to put man up on the corners, and that way it'll turn some safeties and linebackers loose to blitz. But he's so physical that he can just hang, you know, guy trying to get off the line, he just stalemates them right there at the line of scrimmage. So, that's impressive in itself. And, of course, he can run, too. So, he doesn't give up. He may get beat some. He may get burned some this fall, but he's going to be right there trying to make a play, and he'll make some plays, too.
Yeah, you know, Harry, they all get burned eventually. I mean, that's just the nature of the position.
If you play back there long enough, you're going to get burned.
You're going to get burned. Harry, are there any more true freshmen outside of Banks that's really caught your eye?
Yeah, I think the Eccles kid, an inside defensive tackle, is, we'll wait and see how it plays out. I really can't imagine him burning his red shirt, but I tell you, Yancey, he's a quick first step, and he's over 300 pounds as a true freshman. So he could and then, of course, you got Cam Franklin, who's been in a black shirt now for a few days, but I think you're going to see him playing also. Number 14 he is on the roster, but he was in here in January, and that just gives those guys an edge. So Cam Franklin, Eccles, a young man from down in Houston, he's over 300 in a quick step, and he's especially goal line. But I tell you, guys have grown into itself is the Xavier Harris. Man,
oh wow,
looks like an SEC football player. He's 6'7", about 325, and it's all muscle. And he comes off the ball. I saw him in pass pro today, and he was taking those offensive linemen and just almost picking them up and throwing them into the quarterback.
I like it.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Bud, thank you. Appreciate you, as always.
Thank you, Harry.
All right, guys.
Take care.
You too.
Bye.
Harry Harrison with us. We'll come back and put the final touches on another show.
She's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right. She's all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now. www.oxford38655.com or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Tell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, Ole Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Let's start with the SEC and Ole Miss news, brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. Well, the AP poll is out. It, too, has Ole Miss number 6. Also has Georgia number 1, Texas number 4, Alabama number 5, Missouri 11, LSU 13, Tennessee 15, Oklahoma 16, and Texas A&M at number 20, which there's been a lot of talk about Florida's schedule, right? Everybody in the SEC is going to have a difficult schedule. But Coach's job is on the line in his final 5 regular season games. Number 1, Georgia, November 2nd in Jacksonville. Number 4, Texas on the road the next week. Number 13, LSU in Gainesville on November 16. Number 6, Ole Miss the next week on the 23rd. And they finish in Tallahassee against number 10, Florida State. That is with the season opening, number 19, Miami, at number 15, Tennessee, and play number 20, Texas A&M at home.
Then you look at Texas, just about all of their difficult games are at home.
At home.
And then they picked up the weaker SEC teams. You think there was any behind the scenes going on with Texas agreement there coming in the SEC?
I think for a change, we've got a very favorable schedule.
No doubt.
I mean, and obviously, we played number 1 Georgia, but we got them at home. I mean, I just think it's very favorable.
No question.
I'm not saying easy. I don't believe in easy in the SEC.
There's
not easy, but it's as good as it could have been.
And we're going to get new members into the M Club Hall of Fame this fall. 6 Rebels with 4 different sports into the Hall of Fame class. Jonathan Randolph, men's golf. Chrissy Strini Song of soccer. Chris Spencer in football. Roger Stieg of men's basketball. Todd Wade for football. Nice. Rich Ziblich in baseball. And Fred Brister III will receive the George Lauterhaus Service Award.
Nice. Good guys. Good people.
Well, I can still remember Chris Spencer and just his smile always. Mm-hmm. Just had the biggest smile. And great NFL career, great kid, great guy.
All right, let's do the Red and Blue Chip recruiting segment with the Grove Collective, trying to get protection and guidance for our student athletes at Ole Miss in today's NIL marketplace.
Yeah, some football tidbits here brought to you here. Ole Miss brought in 2025 key quarterback Deuce Knight about a week and a half ago. The Rebels are right in the thick of it with Auburn for the number four quarterback prospect in the country. The 6'5 left-handed center caller is committed to Notre Dame, but the word is that it's going to come down to Ole Miss and Auburn. He wants to stay closer to home and play in the SEC. We continue to hear good things that Ole Miss is in really good shape for a trio of four stars in Baylor High School, 6'2", 215 running back Shaquem Mills Knight, Escambia, Florida, 6'2", defensive back LaDarian Clardy, and Fort Myers wide receiver Winston Watkins. Keep an eye on Winona four-star linebacker, middle linebacker Tyler Lockhart. The Rebels have been making up some ground with the former Auburn commit. Mississippi State's also heavily involved in it. Couple basketball tidbits. Louisville top 50 nationally rated shooting guard Caden Magwood will take an official visit to Ole Miss for the football season's opener. Ole Miss 6'9 power forward commit Tyler Jordan moved up to the number 27 overall prospect in the 25 class. He joins top 80 national prospect 6'5 shooting guard Patton Perkins out of Texas in the 25 class. And right now that class currently sits at number 4 in the country.
And we're finishing up with the good, bad, and ugly brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. They do inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. Riverland has you covered, home or business. They're a GAF-certified master elite contractor. Call them or text them. Visit their website, 644-4297, or the website, riverlandroofing.com.
I feel like I'm cheating people now because there's no bad and ugly when the Rebels are 0-0. The good, though, the Rebels keep rolling along in August practice without too much damage. All around us, schools are losing key players, but Ole Miss has been fortunate so far. There have been injuries, sure, but nothing major at this point. Why? Because Lane Kiffin is running this camp like an NFL camp. There hadn't been a whole lot of full tackling to the ground, and that's going to limit injuries naturally. Kiffin said the defensive front looked good in Saturday's scrimmage and that it has a chance to change a lot of games this season with the talent and depth available, and I can't disagree. That's music to my ears because we all know it starts up front. Tight end Daquan Wright, linebacker Pooh Paul, cornerback Trey Amos, defensive end Cam Franklin all came off the injury list today, and Nate Kaleppo came off late last week after we'd been on air last Monday. So that's some key guys there that they were resting or had minor injuries that are now healthy. So, you know, hopefully that stays that way. Any day now, they're saying on Deion Smith, and I've been hearing that for 2 months, but I kind of believe it now.
I just wonder how far along he's going to be by those first couple games. But he's been – I know you said in this practice report he wasn't there the last practice, but he's been there for most of the practice getting mental reps, hasn't he?
Oh, some. Yes, some. I mean, I just think you with a guy like him for the first 2 weeks, you just say, run a post.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, you don't – I don't think you try to make him read coverages the first week or just keep it simple and let him use his natural ability.
When we come back next week, we'll be 2 weeks away.
I know.
Yeah.
Two weeks away.
Crazy.
All right. Good stuff. Thanks to Harry for being on, for your text messages and more.
Hotty toddy.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.